We had a meeting and I says, that's won the last four games. We're halfway through that. We'll be very under strength next week against Sligo because of suspensions and stuff. But in July, Martin, in July, we had a situation where we've lost our two centre-backs, one of them the captain of the club. Massive hole. I don't know how we've got through it. Really, I don't. I played four full-backs for quite a bit of the game or the season. And we've dug in and we've, honestly, we've done fantastic. I can't praise the players enough for what they've done. And also myself and my staff for the way we went about it tactically. We didn't resort to closing games and defending to win. We tried to attack in every game, and that was tremendous achievement when you look at that handicap that we had.
After they scored tonight, it seemed like your players were oblivious to the fact because they just kept going and going and making chance after chance. And 2-1, just about enough, but you could have had 3 or 4.
Yeah, I think if we'd went 2-1 up in the first half, there would have been that nervousness might have come in a little bit earlier. We didn't get nervous till we got in front. And, you know, we put so much emphasis on getting in front at half time. And when we got in front, there was like a, you know, what do we do now sort of thing about our play. It was a bit like on the opposite side. When we went 2-1 down at home to Dundalk, it was disappointing because the game petered out. You know, Dundalk, for the first time since I've been in this league, went ultra-defensive, and they had 6-7 at the back, and they closed it out to win 2-1. But that's history now. We're out of the cup, and tonight was a chance to give something back because we lost two semi-finals in the stadium, and we haven't won at home for a wee while, so let's feel good for the supporters tonight. This was their night.
At the start of the season, in the first interview I had with you, you said you were looking to qualify for Europe.
Yes, and it was a big ask. Well, first of all, we wanted to avoid relegation because, you know, I looked at the paper that I bought the first week because I like to buy papers to see what people are saying and what they're thinking about their own teams and things. And I brought one of the Dublin papers and there was a pullout at the start of the season. Bray were 66-1 to win the league, and Derry City were 150-1, equal outsiders with Wexford. Bray and Wexford, ourselves and Finn Harps were the three teams that were 150-1. And then you get away up to teams, you know, 6-1 St Pat's. And Dundalk and Cork, obviously, were the favourites. We're a bit behind Dundalk and Cork, and next season we're looking to try and reduce the gap. We're 8 points less than Cork at the moment, which could be 14 once they play their two games in hand. So there's a bit of a gap to close there, but if we can develop and improve, that's the be-all and end-all for me. I don't want to just say, let's go out and bring in these big-name players. Every club up above us have former Derry players in their team up around us at the top, and they're good players that we have lost. And the start of the season, we weren't given a prayer, but how you do it is important. And I'm not saying we did it in a style tonight, but if you look at the way we've played this season, I would like to think, and your report each has backed that up, I thank you for that, the way we play is probably at the top of my demands in how I want my teams to play, because I want that to reflect on myself, that that's the way I want my teams to play. And I think this season I've achieved that, but we need to be winning more, you know, and we've won 15 games and drawn 11 and lost 5. That's good batting. I think if you lose 5 games out of 31, it's pretty good.